Okay. This is intended to be for our church body only. If somebody accesses it on the website before it's taken down later, I don't intend for it to be up for a long time. We just want the people of this body that weren't here this morning to be able to have the same information that you're getting here live. First of all, let me say, Jason, thank you so much for the series that you've been doing on physical healing and today's message. I know Jason, he did talk to me about it beforehand. He said, you know what, it's kind of hard talking about some of these things because people can get so easily offended. And I said, just tell the truth. And people get offended, that's their problem. We don't want to offend people. And I believe he did an excellent job of speaking the truth and being generic enough where you can hear God and do what you need to do. And he wasn't dogmatic about anything, just encouraging all of us to do what we need to do with taking care of our bodies. And I think he did an excellent job, so thank you very much. What I wanted to talk to you about very quickly, and one last thing. He talked about Susan being on her hands and knees, cleaning the floor. No, it's even harder than that. She's doing a duck walk across the floor. And I don't know if anybody can do a duck walk, but at her age, duck walking across the kitchen floor and cleaning is an amazing thing. I couldn't do it as a teenager, and she's still doing it. So she's an amazing woman. Anyway, I wanted to tell you very quickly about the churches, the nine churches in Uganda who have become Texas House of Prayer Uganda. They are having a celebration on the 29th of this month, which is a Saturday, where the one of their churches is going to host all nine churches, plus everybody in the community where they are. It's in Jinja in Uganda, about a little not too far from Kampala. And they are planning to have a giant celebration. They're purchasing banners. They're passing out leaflets all over the community. They're inviting dignitaries. They're inviting government people. They're inviting all the churches in the area. They're inviting the community to come. It is a big deal to them. This is something very special to them. They're purchasing church signs. The choir that's going to be singing, they're all wearing matching T-shirts that have Texas House of Prayer Uganda on the front. And on the back it says, "My house shall be called a house of prayer." It's just amazing what they're planning. They have put a committee together to pull this thing off. They've got a budget. They're going to feed the people that come. They're going to have a guest speaker, which is going to be me. I'll talk about that in a minute. They're going to, it's just going to be one of the biggest parties that they've ever done. They put together a budget for all the things very carefully, and it's like $1,750, which is a tremendous amount of money for them. It's a bunch of money for anybody, but it's a whole lot less money for us than it is for them. For them, it's a lot of money. He, once again, did not ask anything of us, did not ask for anything of us other than we join with him in prayer and that God would make this, be blessed by this event. I've talked to Jason, and we as a church are going to provide something towards it. We haven't decided yet what we're going to help them with. It's our honor to do this. So I want to let you know that this church is going to help in putting on this celebration somehow, some way. If anybody wants to contribute directly to that, then get with Dustin. We're not asking for extra offerings. This isn't an appeal for that, but we're just letting you know what we're doing. And if you want to participate in that extra, then let Dustin know. So they asked me if I would come and be there personally to attend and speak. I said, absolutely. I would love to do that, but we can't. I got too much going on. I'm not even able to go with Susan to England when she goes to visit her parents the end of August and the beginning of September. She'll be gone 3 weeks, and I'll be crying every day, but that's how it has to be. But I can't even go with her there, and I would really like to. And I would really like to be there when this happens. It's just I can't get away and do it. He got back with me several hours later. He said, well, can you speak to us via Zoom call? We're going to rent this huge big TV screen and speakers and everything as part of that budget. And we would like for you to speak to us. He said, you speak and I'll translate to the people. And to be honest with you, that's not my type of thing. I'm very comfortable doing what God's called me to do and to preach His word. This is kind of outside my wheelhouse. It's not something I feel comfortable with, but I feel like it's the right thing to do to honor them on their day and to show them our support. It's going to be 7 o'clock in the morning, our time, on Saturday the 29th. Our plan is right now to meet here, Jason and I, and I think Daniel has signed up to help us out with that. And I'm so thankful. Jason's going to be with me. He's going to greet the people, and we're going to tell them how thankful we are that this is going on, thankful to the Lord for this, and that we're fully supportive. And I'm going to bring some sort of short word to them about the occasion. And it's going to be up on the screen, and that's what's going to happen. We're not asking for anybody else to be here at 7 o'clock in the morning. We just want you to be in prayer about the whole thing. We want you to know. This is something, and I'll talk about it later because I don't want to take any more time today, but this is a part of what it means to be an apostolic church. There are people that are apostles that are called. An individual has that gift. But when there is an apostle who operates in his gift, if he's doing it correctly, the church or churches that he's a part of become part of that apostolic community, where the same, just like Jesus said, when you receive a prophet in the name of a prophet, you receive a prophet's reward. There's something about being a part of a ministry that you're a part of, that you're physically being a part of and supportive. And I sense that, and I know that from this body of people. We are not only, we are an apostolic people, and this is a fulfillment of what God has been planning and doing for a long time. And I'm excited about it. It's a good thing. It's a blessed thing. We're not all moving over there. We haven't changed our address from Johnson County, Texas, to Africa. We still got a job to do in this community. We still care about what God has for us here. But we didn't pursue this. He brought it to us. And we have to honor God in this. So that's what's going to be happening. And I pray that your prayers would be with us as we prepare for it. Pray for me. Like I said, if I was just up preaching a message and that's all I was doing, I'd feel very comfortable. This is just, for some reason, it's not that big of a departure from preaching a message that God lays on my heart, but it just is a slight departure, and I am human, as you can all tell. So I need the anointing of the Lord to do that. And but anyway, we're all excited about what God's doing. So that's what's going to be happening. And thank you for your support. Thank you for your love. Just continue to be open to the Lord, what He may be saying in any way towards not only this, but other things. I can't even begin to tell you the amount of interest that's coming in. It's not just Mukisa Richard in the nine churches, I'm getting constant requests from people all over the place. It's starting now to come in from India, which it wasn't happening before. And I just see God's hand in all this. Where it goes, I don't know. We just want to be obedient and trust the Lord in this. So God bless you. Thank you for your attention. Thank you for your faithful service to Him and His kingdom. Love one another passionately, deeply. Be involved in one another's life. We're not forsaking anything we're doing here to be... This isn't a diversion. This is an extension, okay? That isn't my heart. That's Jason's heart. We're not being diverted away from God, what God is doing here. We just are going to work on doing this better and better and better, and then allow God to extend it as He will. So God bless you. If you have any questions about anything, feel free to ask, and we'll keep you updated on things as things transpire. If anybody wants to be here at 7 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, you're welcome to, but I wouldn't.
That's not this Saturday. It's Saturday the
28th. The 29th.
Or 29th.
Yeah. Okay. God bless y'all. Have a good week.